Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, in one in three of the country's private nursing homes suffered an operating loss last year amid fears more closures loom. That's according to a report today. The research comes against a background of 31 closures and a loss of 915 beds in the last year. The report was commissioned by Nursing Homes Ireland, which represents private nursing homes. And Chief Executive Tadhg Daly joins us now. Tadhg, you're welcome to the programme this evening. So according to this report, there's a funding crisis now in the private nursing home sector. How's that affecting your members?
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, Sarah. Yeah, I mean, look, this PwC report is very, very stark. And what it does is it illuminates and very much highlights the magnitude of the threat to sustainability. I mean, there clearly is a crisis in funding, as you've alluded to, 31 nursing homes, almost 1,000 beds in the last 3 years alone. So when you see the cost base and the operating of a nursing home increasing year on year, by double digits, whereas in fact the funding mechanism under Fair Deal is only providing marginal increases. So what we're fearful of now is further closures in the nursing home sector, and that's the priority. What we need to do is act quickly to stem the closures, because we cannot afford as a society to lose any more nursing home beds.
And when you say the costs have risen dramatically in the last couple of years, what exactly, where are the costs that have risen?
Well, I mean, across every cost centre, I mean, staffing of the order of 17%, energy of the order of 71%, food costs 13%, recruitment costs 59%, insurance, medical purchases and consumables, so rent, you name it, across every cost centre within the operation of a nursing home has increased very, very significantly. And as I said, what you have on the other side is the sector is effectively a price taker, because the fee is set by the state under the Fair Deal scheme. And that, not alone has it not kept pace with inflation, it has actually increased by about an average of 15%, whereas the cost base has increased by about 36% over the last number of years. I mean, that clearly is unsustainable, leading to the closures already, which is heartbreaking for those residents and families who've had to, you know, move their family member to a different nursing home. But if this continues, we're going to lose more nursing homes. And for those who need to move a nursing home, you know, the reality is that nursing home won't be there.
Mm. There was a €10 million government scheme to address inflation costs in the private nursing home sector.
Yeah, there was. I mean, that was the temporary inflation payment scheme. That was, you know, restricted to energy only, and it mirrored, you know, what was happening in the broader sector, like the TBES, the temporary business in energy scheme. So, you know, that is a contribution, there's no doubt. But when you look at the figures that I've just alluded to across all cost centres, the temporary inflation payment scheme was restricted to energy. Whereas, and energy will hopefully come back again, but all of the other costs like staffing, food, recruitment, insurance, you know, they're baked in costs, if you like, which will not come back, you know, with any easing of inflation.
Will they not? Because I know even just this afternoon, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin was saying that they're getting briefings from the Department of Finance that inflation is on the way down.
Yeah, in some areas, and energy is the classic one. And it, obviously, nursing homes are a high user of energy. But the other sector, I mean, staff is the significant issue. You know, staff cost is rising. I heard your previous speaker from ISMI speaking about staffing. So, you know, we're the same. We're competing every day with the broader health service, and particularly with the HSE. But on the fee rates that are currently negotiated under Fair Deal, we cannot compete. So what you have on the one hand is you're trying to compete and increase your hourly rates. And on the other hand, then, you know, you're sometimes have forced into taking agency staff, and you have significant recruitment costs. So across all centres, as I say, or across all costs, rather, you know, the challenges are hugely, hugely significant. Now, I think it's important to remain positive as well. You know, so what we need is you know, immediate funding to prevent and stem further closures.
How much funding?
Well, it's difficult to put a figure on it, but because each nursing home, and we don't have a role in terms of negotiating, you know, but it's into the tens of millions. Let's be absolutely clear about that. But that does two things, Sarah, if you like. One, it stems the closures, and the other is it gives confidence back to the sector, because confidence at the moment is seeping away from the sector. You know, we heard the CSO figures yesterday talking about an increasing population and increasing aging demographic. So we need more care in the community, and nursing homes have a critical role to play. So if we have further closures of nursing homes, it's going to impact older people, impact choice, and it's going to have a real impact across the acute hospital system.
And I know you're also looking for changes to the Fair Deal scheme. Is that in relation to funding as well?
That's right. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, PwC have made, and again, this isn't news in some respects, because many own government reports have made this point. So that's the point. There's two elements, really. One is the immediate fund to stem the closures. And then what we need to do is, engage, collaboratively and in a partnership and in consultation around future provision, so that we can have a sustainable sector into the future, so that our members can add capacity. And we can develop new capacity to meet, as I say, the challenges of our ageing population. Mm-hmm. The consequences of inaction here, are quite stark. And it would be unconscionable of all of us if we don't, take this wake-up call. And it should be a catalyst for action. But we're confident we will stay engaged with government, with Minister Butler, with Minister Donnelly and the department.
And what would you say, Tadhg, to people who say that, these private nursing homes, they do provide a service, but they charge well for the service they provide?
Well, I mean, it's still, a fraction of the cost of the public service provision, and a fraction of the cost of more importantly, the acute hospital provision.
I know that the government has said that that's not comparing like with like. Minister Butler has said comparing private nursing homes with HSE-run homes isn't comparing like with like, because the HSE units have a higher nursing ratio and more vulnerable patients with more complex needs.
No, but that has been dispelled on so many occasions now at this stage, to be honest with you,
I don't think Minister Butler thinks it's been dispelled.
Well, the government produced a report themselves called the Value for Money Report, and it said quite clearly that there was no difference in the dependency of older people. I mean, be clear here that all residents under Fair Deal have to undergo a care needs assessment. And so what we're seeing is absolutely increased dependency across all settings, public, private and voluntary. So you're absolutely not, you are, I mean, we have the same set of standards, the same regulatory regime under HICWA, but we have a distinct and separate funding model.
So the private nursing homes want taxpayers to fund them so they can make a profit for their owners.
No, what private nursing homes want is to be able to provide high quality care to people in their community and be adequately remunerated for that. It's still a fraction of the cost of the public provision. Government policy.
I suppose the question is adequately remunerated, and where does that end? Is taxpayers' money going to line the pockets of private nursing home owners?
Well, no. Hang on a second here. It is taxpayers' money, but the taxpayers' money is for the care of our older population. The funding in the health service broadly to the HSE is for all citizens, young and old.
Someone is making a profit here as well. That's the point, obviously.
But this report dispelled the profit myth, if you like. You alluded to the figure at the outset that 33% have lost money last year. We have 31 closures. So those facts speak for themselves.
Okay. All right. Well, it's interesting to speak to you, and no doubt we'll be talking again about this topic. But thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Chief Executive of Nursing Homes Ireland, Tadhg Daly.